Hallelujah. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you. We thank you for your grace, for your loving kindness, for your mercy. We thank you for bringing us this service, this far in this service. We thank you for your children that are connecting by faith to hear of your word. Wherever they are, oh God, I pray that they may open their heart, oh God, to understand the mysteries of your word, that by the hearing of your word, we shall gain the heart of faith to do what you have called us to do and to accomplish what you have called us to accomplish. Father, I pray, release a measure of your spirit in our heart to be able to understand your word. Even as we go through your word, our lives will never be the same. As the scripture says, a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. And Lord, I submit myself as your vessel. Use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Amen. We thank God for this day that the Lord has granted unto us. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord again. Amen. You know, today I wanted to share something related with the name of the ministry, hallelujah. But the Lord is leading me to share something different. And I want us to go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 2. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 2, hallelujah. And we are going to begin reading from verse 8, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 2, verse 8. But to you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Be not rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and heed what I give you. And when I looked, behold, a hand was stretched out to me. And behold, a scroll of a book was in it. And he spread it before me, and it had writing on the front and on the back. And there were written on its words of lamentation and mourning and woe. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. This is one of the encounters that Ezekiel had as a prophet, as a man of God. Glory be to God. The Lord appeared to him and the Lord told him, hear my words. Don't follow after the rebellious people. Praise the Lord. You see, when God wants to use you, he has to set you apart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when God set you apart, there are things that he wants to embed in you. There are things that he wants to put in you that will mark the calling of your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, God will put your life in chapters. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So God gives Ezekiel a scroll. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this scroll was to determine certain things at a certain time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And God told Ezekiel to consume the scroll. Hallelujah. And that scroll had the word of God in it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There is a season of our life where God wants us to consume of his word, where God wants us to consume of him, to heed of him, to allow the word give us direction, to receive revelation in the word of God that will be able to take us to the next chapter of our life, because our destiny is hidden in the word of God. The life you are meant to live today is hidden in the word of God. The life you are meant to live tomorrow is hidden in the word of God, and you need to come to that place where you understand the chapters of God. You understand the things that were written for you from the foundation of the world. There are things that were decreed. There are things that were written in scrolls, hallelujah, that you need to seek God in order to discover uncover the things that are hidden. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of us, God has a great future for you, but that future is hidden in scrolls. You need to seek God to find out what God is speaking concerning you. You need to seek God to find out what God is saying concerning you. You need to seek God to find out the direction, what God is calling you to do, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because there are moments where we are living a life we were never meant to be. We are living a life of confusion. We are living a life where you don't know where you are going. You are just doing things because others are doing them, but you don't understand that encounter. You don't understand that direction that you need from God. So God brings Ezekiel to the place where he calls him out, and he say, hear what I ask to say. Be not rebellious like the rebellious house of Israel. You can't afford to live like others. Even when you are in a nation where sinning is okay, when you are in a nation where fornication is okay, when you are in a nation where violence is okay, you can't afford to live like others, because God has a personal dealing with you. God has a personal dealing with your life. God has a personal dealing with your destiny, and you can't afford to destroy your life because others are destroying your life. You can't afford to make wrong decisions because others are making wrong decisions in their life. Many are destroying their life because they are seeing people doing their own thing. They are seeing people living in rebellion, and they think they can just live in rebellion like any other. But when you have a personal dealing with God, when you have a purpose with God, when you have a personal dealing, hallelujah, when you understand that there are things that God has written about you that God wants you to consume, God wants you to stay in his presence, God wants you to stay in his word, because there are things that needs to be built in you in order to open your next chapter of your destiny, in order to open your next chapter of your life. God has to make you consume of the scroll, and sometimes that scroll may be bitter. That scroll may be making you do things that are not normal. That scroll may be making you to come into the church and begin to wail and begin to cry and begin to cry to the Lord, and people will think that this guy must be confused. Why is he praying the way he's praying? Why is he worshiping the way he's worshiping? Why is he crying to the Lord? Because there is something that God has put inside you. There is something that God has embedded in you. There is something that God, there is a child in you that is yet to be born. In the mighty name of Jesus, there are mysteries in you. There are songs in you. There are revelations in you. There are nations in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, that has to be brought to birth. So God tells Ezekiel, open your mouth and eat what I give you. And when I looked, behold, a hand was stretched out to me, and behold, a scroll of a book was in it. Hey. So the Lord is telling Ezekiel, open thy mouth. And Ezekiel opened. Hallelujah. No wonder the scriptures say, open your mouth and he shall fill it. God will fill your mouth with his word. God will fill your mouth with his word. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that word will consume your soul. That word will consume your spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. That word will unlock the channels of your heart to understand the mystery of God. And when I looked, behold, a hand was stretched out to me, and behold, a scroll of a book was in it, and he spread it before me. The Lord spread the scroll. Hallelujah. In other words, God wanted Ezekiel to read it. God wanted Ezekiel to meditate on it. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is a word that will remove you from the debris of life. The word of God will remove you from the debris of sin. sin. The word of God will remove you from the debris of addiction in the mighty name of Jesus. And God wants you to see his word. God wants you to study his word. He wants you to stick in and see. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that there are things he's about to do in your life that will make the ears of men to shake. Glory be to God. And he spread it before me, and it had writing on the front and on the back, and there were written on it words of lamentation and mourning and war. Can you imagine when people are walking in rebellion, when people are doing their own thing as if God doesn't exist? When people are busy sinning and moving on with their own life, the heart of God is crying. The heart of God is lamenting. Hey, God has to bring you to a place where you can discern and understand his heart. You may think that everything is okay where you are, but everything is not okay. Every time a sinner die in their sin, the heart of God cries out. Why are they dying in sin? When the penalty of sin has been paid, when the only begotten Son of Jesus Christ has been slain on the cross, yet there are still people dying in their sin and going to hell. Our youths are dying in sin and going to hell. Our young people are living lives of destruction today. Lives of rebellion. Lives with no direction. They think they can do anything they want. They think they can just beat people. They think they can just commit violence. They think they can just break into a shop and steal from the shop. Praise the Lord. Because they lack direction. And the heart of God is lamenting. The heart of God is crying. The heart of God is mourning when he see the state of the church. The heart of God is mourning when he see people who are meant to be light are committing fornication, are committing immorality. When the heart of God see what we are doing, he cries in the heaven. He cries in the heaven when you see the church that is meant to be the light of the nation has compromised to the rebellion of the people. Today there's so much rebellion in our community, rebellion to the ordinance of God. There's so much rebellion. Like now we are entering into the month of September. You begin to see people have raised altars of darkness everywhere. People have raised altars of immorality, altars of Halloween, altars of darkness everywhere because they are trying to rebel against the order of God. We live in a time where people celebrate darkness in the very house of God. You will see some pastors bringing Halloween things to celebrate in the church. The heart of God is mourning. When we partner with darkness in the name of fame, the heart of the Father is mourning. And the heart of the Father was mourning. And God was looking for a vessel whom he could trust. God was looking for a vessel whom he could put his word in. God was looking for a vessel whom he could embed with his capacity to stand in the gap and pray for the nation of Israel. And it's the same way God is looking for those vessels that will be willing to set themselves apart and say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. It doesn't matter what my friends are saying, I will follow you. It doesn't matter where I am living, I will follow you. Sometimes when people come in developed countries, they forget about God. Hallelujah. When you invite them to church, they say they don't have time. They are too busy to come to church. Hey, They say they are too busy for the work of God. They can put time for yoga. They can put time for everything, but not for God, because the enemy has deceived many not to set themselves apart, not to hear what God has written concerning them, not to see the word of God, not to see the word of truth that is able to preserve them, that is able to give them a vision, that is able to give them the direction in life. Many are walking in deception. Many are walking in lies, praise the Lord. But there is a generation, there is a remnant of his people. God bless you, Pastor Dixon, in the mighty name of Jesus. There is a remnant that God is setting apart like Ezekiel. There is a remnant that will carry lamentation. They will carry mourning to their generation. They will carry war to their generation. And their generation will look at them and they will think they are confused. We are not confused. We just have the heart of the Father. We have the heart of the Father. We are not afraid to preach the gospel of Jesus. We are not afraid to magnify him who is seated on the throne. We are not afraid to proclaim the kingdom of God on earth in the mighty name of Jesus. We are not afraid. We are not afraid of our Lord. We are not afraid of our King. We are not afraid of him to proclaim the name of Jesus. We are not ashamed of Christ. It doesn't matter where we go. We are not ashamed of the Lord. Do you know there are people that are ashamed of Christ? They don't want even their friends to know they're born again. They don't even want to their friends, their workmates to know that they love God. They go to church. They are a minister of the gospel. Hallelujah. In this place, we are not ashamed. Hallelujah. We love God in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are not ashamed to proclaim his name. We are not ashamed to stand in this hour for the glory of God. And it carried lamentation, mourning, and war. There's a ministry that God will put inside there. People around you may not understand it, but God has a reason. God has a reason for that ministry. There's a chapter that God will open. There's a scroll that God is opening that will change your life forever and ever. And ever. That's why we need to seek God all the time. Because every time we surrender in the presence of God, every time we give our all in the presence of God, there's a book, there's a chapter. The more we show our dedication to our Father, the more we show our dedication to our God, the more we are committed to kingdom business, hallelujah, you reach to a place where God take a scroll, God take a book and show you a book that will take you to your next level. God will show you a revelation that will take you to a next level. God will open a chapter. God will speak a word that no man can stand against. God will speak a word that will open the heart of nation for you. God will speak a word that will open the heart of people for you. God will speak a word that will open the heart of kings for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I don't know what your chapter is, but today I want you to see God, that God may bring you to a place where a new seal shall be broken, where you will see the mysteries of God, where you will understand the heart of God, where you will understand the things that God has called you to do, the things that God has called you to accomplish on earth. Not only will you understand, but he will give you the capacity to be able to fulfill those things. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will give you the resources that you need to fulfill those things. For he says, silver and gold is mine, for the latter end of this house shall be greater than the former. And God will give us the capacity, God will give us the resources to do his will. In the mighty name of Jesus, it doesn't matter what the enemy wants, it doesn't matter how many people are against you. When God say yes, it is yes and yes. When God say yes, it is yes and yes. When God open, no man can shut.
Hallelujah. When God opened that chapter, when God opened that scroll,
do you know scrolls as mysteries? Praise the Lord. Scrolls as mysteries. That's why the Bible says when Jesus was about to start his ministry, he opened the scroll. The Bible says they gave him the scroll of the book of Isaiah. And when Jesus opened the scroll, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the good news to the poor. And they were standing there looking at him as if this guy, what is he talking about? And then Jesus finished that this scripture has been fulfilled right here. Hey, everyone was confused. But the Lord opened the scroll and said, Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. God has anointed me. Hallelujah. To preach the good news, to deliver those that are in prison. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the moment the word was opened, the word began to manifest. Jesus began to walk in power. Jesus became the anointed one of God. Hallelujah. He began to open the eyes of the blind. He began to raise the dead. He began to cleanse the lepers because there was a scroll that was open for him. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray today that the Lord will open a scroll. The Lord will open a chapter of your destiny. The Lord will open a chapter of your calling. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will open that chapter, that the revelation of your word, the word will be so clear. What God has called you to do will be so clear that the word of God will carry you to the mountains. The anointing of God will carry you to the mountain. The breath of Christ will carry you to the mountain. In the mighty name of Jesus, the word will carry you to Mount Zion. The word will carry you to the mountain of hope, the mountain of deliverance, the mountain where God's people shall possess their possession. The word will carry you to the mountain of prayer. The word will carry you to the mountain of sanctification. The word will carry you to the mountain of glory, to the mountain of surrender, to the mountain of submission. The word will carry you to the inner chambers of God. The word will carry you to authority. The word will carry you in the name of Jesus to sit in authority, in the name of Jesus, where Christ is seated in the right hand of the Father. The word will carry you to rise up to be an apostle unto the nation. The word will carry you to rise up to be a worship leader. The word will carry you to rise up to be a pastor. The word will carry you to rise up to be an evangelist to the nation. The word will carry you in the name of Jesus because a scroll has been opened. That's why don't read the word of God casually. Hallelujah. Every time we open the word to read it, don't read it casually because you never know what is being opened for you. You never know. Every time you open the Bible, you never know what is being opened. There is a chapter that is being opened for you. There is a chapter that is being opened for your life, for your destiny, because there is a revelation you have that the devil cannot block. Hallelujah. You see, darkness thrives in ignorance. Hallelujah. Darkness thrives in ignorance. So the word of God says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. So there is a knowledge that God wants us to inherit in the word. There is a chapter. There is something that when you read it, you will feel fire within you. You will feel something has happened. You will feel the devil can't sit on you anymore. The devil can't harm you anymore. Hallelujah. Because the word will take you to a higher place. The word will open a new chapter in your life, in your destiny, and your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus opened the scroll. I will read this from the book of Luke chapter 4. Go with me to the book of Luke chapter 4. The Spirit of the Lord, Luke chapter 4 verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the scroll that the Lord Jesus opened. He opened the scroll of Isaiah, and he began to read the word of God. And the word fell like thunder. The word fell like thunder. There's a word that is coming upon you, and it will fell like thunder. Abarata tatata. That word will open your eyes. That word will become a caviar of vision. That word will give you direction. You will not live in confusion anymore. Do you know, after Jesus opened the scroll and read it before the people, this became his lifelong life. The word became his lifelong life. And in verse 20 say, and he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and all bear him witness. Hallelujah. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. This day the word of God can be alive to you. In the name of Jesus, the word of God can be alive to you. That's why pay attention when the word of God is going forth, because you never know what is coming on the way. It may be the word to give you, to open the door that you have been waiting for many years. It could be the word that will heal your infirmity. It could be the word that will break that chain. It could be the word that will break that limitation in your life. And Jesus told them, this day, as you have heard, the word has been fulfilled. Glory be to God. And their eyes were fastened on him. They were looking on him. Said, this guy is very strange. Hallelujah. They were saying, this guy is so strange. What is he talking about? Because he opened the scroll. In the name of Jesus, he opened the scroll. Glory be to God. I want us to go to the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of our God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's my prayer that there's something that the Lord will open. There's something that the Lord will open in the name of Jesus. Do you know the enemy always fight for what God had called you to do, never be revealed. There are people who die without fulfilling what God had called them to do, without people knowing the mystery of the callings of God in their life. There are people who are called to be giants of faith. There are people who are called to be apostles of nations. There are people who are called to be kingdom financiers. People that God will bless to be trillionaires, billionaires in the church. Hallelujah. There will be ushers in the church, but still billionaires. Hallelujah. They will be sweeping the church, but still billionaires. And God will bless them with resources to progress the kingdom of God on earth. There are people that God will give them intellectual understanding to innovate. Hallelujah. To bring creativity and innovation that will help all humanity. Hallelujah. That's why we need to know that which God has spoken. We need to know those things that have been hidden beyond time. The things that God has spoken in the secret places. Because there's a generation that needs to see the hand of God. There's a generation that needs to hear. There's a generation that needs to know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if he did it for them, he will do it for us. If the apostles raised the dead, we shall raise the dead. Hallelujah. If their shadow healed the sick, our shadow shall heal the sick. In the mighty name of Jesus. If handkerchief that they had patched, hallelujah, went out and cast out devils, is the same way the things that our hands have laid on, hallelujah, will heal people, will drive out serpents in the mighty name of Jesus. Because there's a chapter that God is opening. He's opening a chapter. And there is travail. Do you know, before a chapter is opened, there is a travail in the spirit. There is a fight in the spirit. There is a fight in the spirit, because when God opened that chapter, darkness will be in trouble. When God brings you to a place of your fulfillment, darkness will be in trouble. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, you will not stay in the forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not stay in the wilderness forever. You will not stay in the wilderness forever. God is sending forth a word that will pull you out. In the mighty name of Jesus, for the day of your revealing has come. The day of your revealing has come. The day nations will hear your voice has come. The day nations will hear your teachings has come. The day nations will hear your songs has come. In the mighty name of Jesus, the day nations will hear your ministry has come. In the mighty name of Jesus, for the day of your revealing. You see, sometimes God has to hide you to prepare you, because God doesn't want to send you immaturely. Hallelujah. Because when you are sent immaturely, you may end up aborting the purposes of God. So God has to put you in the wilderness to train you, to empower you, to mantle you. Hallelujah. So that you learn the things that you need to learn. Hallelujah. So that you will not go by your chest. So that you will not go by your strength, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, because you have been schooled at the feet of God. You are not serving God for mammon. You are not serving God for power. You are not serving God for pride. Hallelujah. You are serving God because it is a passion. You are serving God because it is a calling. Whether it pays you or not pay you, you still celebrate God. You still wake up and say hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah. When God, somebody give you a mic to preach, you preach the word of God. When you have an opportunity to decree the word of God, you decree the word of God in the name of Jesus. Do you know there are people who are just serving God maybe because the church is paying them? Because the church is paying them is when they can play instrument in the church, is when they can use their talent to glorify God. And when the money stops, they stop serving God. They are coming to church because of what they can get. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But there is a wilderness of training. The same way God trained John the Baptist, the Bible says he fed on locusts and wild honey. He lived a life, hallelujah, that nobody was living, hallelujah, a life of humility, because there was training until the day of his revealing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I don't know if I'm speaking to somebody today. You might be the one who have been in the wilderness. You might be the one who have been waiting on God in quiet places. You might be the one who has been on the survival mode. You have been on survival mode, eating of wild honey, hallelujah, eating of grasshoppers, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. But a time of your revealing is coming. The time of your revealing is coming. The time where your mantle will be known. The time where your voice will be known. The time where your preachings will be known. Your teachings will go forth in the name of Jesus. People will hear your teachings. They will be healed. People will hear their teaching, they will be revived. In the mighty name of Jesus, destinies of men will be transformed, because God will put his power. God will put his glory in what you are doing. God will put his spirit in what you are doing. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to read the book of Revelation chapter 5, I'll begin reading from verse 6. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. And between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into the heart. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each holding a harp and a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and open its seals, for you are slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priest to our God, and they shall reign on earth." Glory be to God. Glory be to God. This is the moment where Jesus was counted to be the one worthy to open the scroll, to open a new chapter that will affect the whole globe, the whole heaven, and the whole earth. That Jesus was counted to be worthy to open the scroll. Glory be to God. Before that, the Bible says the heavens, the host of heaven, they were crying because this scroll was so important, yet no one was worthy to open it in the name of Jesus. There are people in tears today. There are people suffering today because somebody has to be counted worthy to open a scroll. There's a scroll where you will open, miracles will flow like water. Healing will flow like water. Souls will flow like water. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Impactations will flow like water. Revelations will flow like water. Praise the Lord. Because there's a man, there's a woman who have been found worthy with heaven to carry destinies of nations, to carry destinies of community, to carry destinies of continents. In the mighty name of Jesus, because a new chapter shall be opened. Hallelujah. A new chapter shall be opened in the name of Jesus. You might be the one worthy to open the scroll of that village. You might be the one worthy to open the scroll of that city. You might be the one worthy to open the scroll of that nation, because the destinies of nation are in the hand of God. The matters of the spirit are hidden in him. Hallelujah. The destinies of nations, the destinies of cities are hidden on him. The destinies of generations are hidden on him. And when God find a man, when God find a woman who is worthy, he will deposit his glory. He will deposit his might. He will deposit his wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know there was so much that was deposited on Christ? So much. So much, as we have read in the scripture. So much was deposited in this guy. The lamb that was slain. The Bible says it was not just the lamb. With him there were seven horns, seven eyes. Gee. Hallelujah. Within this lamp were seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the spirits of God sent out into all the earth. So Jesus became the carrier of the glory, the carrier of the ministry of the kingdom on earth. That within that vessel, there were seven eyes. Within that vessel, there were seven horns, which are the marks of authority and power to rule the continents of the earth. One vessel. One vessel. Jesus is seated in the heaven, but his spirit is ministering to the earth
and is connected to his body. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Is the one that was found worthy to open the scroll.
There's a scroll that God wants to open. There are destinies of men that have been tied, that they are waiting for a man that will open the scroll. There are generations that are in confusion because there is yet a man to open the scroll. There are cities that are dying, waiting for a man to open the scroll. Hallelujah. Their generation to be saved, waiting for that man to open the scroll. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. There are communities that are yet to be saved, to hear the gospel of Christ, waiting for that one that will open the scroll, that will read the word of God, that will bring life to the gospel of Christ, that will bring authority back, that the word of God will not return unto him void, but it will do what he called it to accomplish. In the mighty name of Jesus, that he did not allow the words of his mouth to fall unto the dry ground. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is a scroll that has to be open for you to enter into your next level in your ministry. There is a scroll that is about to be open for you to enter into the overflow of God's grace, overflow of the help of God, overflow of the mercies of God, overflow in the mighty name of Jesus. There is a scroll that is yet to be open for you to understand the will of God concerning your life, for you to understand the purpose of God concerning your life, and from that then you will not walk in confusion anymore. You will not walk in confusion anymore. You will not walk in deception anymore, because you understand that your life is for the saving of many. Your life is to draw men into the kingdom of God. Your life is for you to be a vessel for the glory of God. Your life is to draw many to the service of God. Your life is to raise intercessors. Your life is to raise people that will mourn, people that will groan, people that will cry, people that will intercede for the salvation of nations, people that will intercede for salvation of cities, people that will intercede. They will groan, they will stand in the gap, they will be watchmen in their cities, in their land, in their nation, in their family. They will stand and they will decree that the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell will not prevail in our community. The gates of hell will not prevail as long as I am here. The gates of hell will not prevail in my family as long as I am here. The gates of hell will not prevail in Chicago as long as I am here. The gates of hell will not prevail in America as long as I am here. The gates of hell will not prevail over our children in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are called to open a new chapter of God's grace, of God's glory, of God's abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. As long as we are here, the heavens are opened. The heavens are opened, and there will be showers of rain. There will be showers of rain. There will be showers of rain in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be showers of rain that will put people on fire for the Lord. There will be showers of healing. There will be showers of miracles, of signs and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. For a trumpet shall be blown, a trumpet of praise, a trumpet of worship in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall worship in the glory. We shall worship in the glory, and the Shekinah will come down again. The glory will come down again. The glory will come down again. The glory will come down again. Because if the sacrifice of bulls and goats could bring the cloud of his glory, how much more will the sacrifice of the only begotten Son do to the church of Jesus in this end
time. There will be tangible glory. There will be tangible power. There will be tangible manifestation of the Spirit of Christ in the church of Jesus that will know Jehovah liveth. Lord lives forever. He lives forever. His name is above all names. He's above all names. He's above all devils. He's above all principality. He's the one who rules. He's the one who commands. And the heavens obey. The earth obey. Even the devil obey. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will open a scroll. The Lord will open a scroll in the name of Jesus, because he wants lives to be saved. He wants to raise intercessors. He wants to raise watchmen. He wants to raise apostles that will understand their purpose. They will not derail to do. They will not derail to decree the year of God's jubilee to God's people. They will not derail to preach the gospel to the poor. They will not derail to loose the bounds of wickedness. They will not derail to decree the light of Christ to a sick and adulterous generation. They will carry weapons of healing in the mighty name of Jesus. They will walk in the miraculous. They will walk in the glory of God. They will walk in the authority of Christ. They will demonstrate the beauty of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. And the hand of God will be strong upon them. The hand of God will be strong upon them. The hand of God will be strong, 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 will be strong. The glory of God will be strong, will be strong, will be strong. And the Lord will take them from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from level to level, from strength to strength, in the mighty name of Jesus, because they shall be known as the sons of God. They shall be known as the daughters of God on heart. They will carry the light of his glory. They will carry the light of his beauty. They will carry the light of his power, the light of his word, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord will not allow their words to fall on dry ground. You see, there's a place where you reach with God, where God honors you as his vessel on earth. Praise the Lord. You will reach to a place where God will honor you as a vessel. He will honor you as a vessel. Your words will not be mere jokes. When you speak, it will happen. When you speak, it will be like God has spoken. Hallelujah. When you utter, it will be like God has uttered. Because a scroll has been opened. A new chapter has been opened. In the name of Jesus, I want us to rise up on our feet wherever you are. Whether you are in your home, just rise up in your feet. And tell God, open a new chapter. Open a scroll that will position me to fulfill what you call me to fulfill in the mighty name of Jesus. That no darkness will be able to stop me. No evil will be able to stop the purposes of God concerning my life. The purposes of God concerning my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. 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 The Bible said that the kingdom of God suffereth violent, and the violent take it by force. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to travail for your life. I want you to travail for your destiny. I want you to travail. Hallelujah. I want you to travail. For the earth is in groaning. The whole heart is in groaning. The mountains are in groaning for the revealing of the sons of God. The heart is in groaning. Your family members are groaning. Your city people are groaning. The people of your nation are groaning for the revealing. The mountains are groaning for the revealing of the sons of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, there are sons that God will reveal at this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to call upon the name of God. Halatana mozalie tele perere rebosha yekete sete mene hendele peretete ragadala tele benetolo bozande yeke parada barantele berete seleba opayatana mandolo boshate reke perita sapararia oparana mozande makoro boshie otozalene mehende yeke tetele deba oparatamana telelele bosha ye perita sabaranteni opayandele beretesha. Father, open a new chapter. Open a new chapter of my destiny. Open my eyes to see wondrous things out of thy word. Open my intellect. Open my spirit, O God. Open my mind, O God. Open my heart, O God. I want to understand you. I want to know you. I don't want to walk in confusion anymore. I want to understand my purpose, O God. Let your word be revealed to me. Let your truth be revealed to me. In the mighty name of Jesus, that I may know my calling. That I may know my calling. If that calling will lead me to ears of lamentation, to ears of mourning, to ears of war, I am willing to wait on you until the day of my revealing, because there is a chapter of your grace that has been opened. There is a chapter of the overflow. There is a chapter of your mercy. There is a chapter of your favor. There is a chapter of your power. There is a chapter of your spirit that you are opening right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For that spirit of wisdom is coming upon me. The spirit of understanding is coming upon me. The spirit of signs and wonders is coming upon me. The spirit of revelation is coming upon me. The spirit of prophecy is coming upon me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the spirit of the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of speaking in tongues, the gifts of discernment, the gifts of interpretation of tongues are coming upon me. In the mighty name of Jesus, the gifts of faith, the gifts of the miraculous, they are coming upon me, because there's a new scroll that has been opened in the mighty name of Jesus, and the heavens are open. There is a shower of the latter rain, and I connect my heart to that shower. I connect my heart to that stream of the Lord that is flowing to the sanctuary of God, the stream that is flowing from the holy Jerusalem, the stream that is flowing from the mountain of the Lord. Let it reach my life. Let it reach my destiny. Let it reach my home. Let it reach my ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, that my life will be a life of impact. My life will be a life of glory. My life will be a life that will lead many unto the knowledge of Jesus. As it is written, for those that know their God, they will do mighty exploit. Those that know their God, they will do mighty exploit. And Father, crown me with your mercy. Mantle me with your mercy to preach the word of God to the inhabitants of the land. May you mount me with your grace to proclaim the kingdom of our God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the kingdom has come. The kingdom has come. The kingdom has come. And as the kingdom come, let the blind eyes see. Let the dead come to life. As the kingdom has come, let the sick be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, let devils be cast out. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be mighty power, mighty workings of the Holy Spirit upon this foundation. Open a scroll of thy glory. Open the scroll of the latter outpour of the wisdom of God. Of the latter outpour of the glory of God. Of the latter outpour of worship, of praise, in the name of Jesus. Ananananananana, zeketelelelelele, o maratani nemosa, ita sideribo, o paratatatatata, zeketeribo, o baranamosa, ye, ye kete separanamosa, ye kete. Bring us to a higher level, God. Bring us to a higher level of the workings of your spirit. Bring us to a higher level of the workings of your spirit, of the workings of your power, of the workings of your word, that your word will not fall on the dry ground. In the name of Jesus, manifest your word, manifest your word, manifest your glory, manifest your word, manifest your glory into your children, into the inhabitants of the land. Let them know there is a God who lives in heaven. Let them know there is a God who reigns above all gods. Let them know there is a God above every God, above every power, above every pain. Let them know there is a God, the Savior of the world, the King of the universe, the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. May the Lord open a new chapter. May the Lord open a new chapter even as a church. May the Lord bring us to a higher ground. May the Lord bring us to a higher level. In the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord bring us to a higher level. May the Lord pull you out to a higher level. May your life begin to manifest. May the Lord make you to mushroom. May the Lord make you to mushroom. In the name of Jesus, you will grow. You will grow. You will grow. To show forth the beauty of the Lord. People will look at you and they will see God. People will look at you, they will see God. People will look unto you and they will desire God. They will say, I want his God. I want to be with his God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Begin to give him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonders. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. Oh, blessed be the name of our God. Hallelujah to the one who is seated on the throne. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and believe. Amen.